This is 1320 WYLS. This new study talking about Americans having sex, and it's not really good news. We're having less of it. Let's find out why. Jean Twenge with us. She's the leader of the new study, teaches psychology at San Diego State University, and author of the book Generation Me, all about the world of millennials. Jean, great to have you on WYLS.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I noticed you went to U of M. You got your bachelor's at U of M, is that right?
That is right, in Ann Arbor.
Are you originally from Michigan? Or?
No, but happy to have called Michigan home for 5 years.
Did you ever make it out to Lansing while you were here?
I did not, but I made it up to Mackinac.
Okay, there's a great place to be, too. So, Jean, first of all, when you're doing a study like this, how are people even being honest when they talk about their sex life? How do you know they're telling you the truth?
Yeah, you know, so people are actually surprisingly honest on surveys like this. So this is a survey that's been done every year, every 2 years. It's a nationally representative survey run by the National Opinion Research Center. Mm-hmm. And I've got about 26,000 people who answered these questions. And I once heard someone who administered this survey, they said, you know, we ask people about sex, they're actually really honest. It's when we ask them about how much money they make that then they don't want to tell us.
Oh, interesting. Why do you think that is? Why are they more shy about money than sex?
I don't know. I mean, they do a pretty good job in this survey of assuring people that it's going to be anonymous. And a lot of these are done. They're not done over the phone. You know, so there are people, they follow up with people really well and get a good response rate. And I think just with income, it's just one of those touchy subjects. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, people are more willing to talk about sex.
With sex, I wonder if you get different answers from the husbands than you do the wives on the numbers and other aspects of it. You think you do?
Yeah, and in this one, they only interview one person per household, so we can't tell from this.
Okay, now let's get to it. I mean, what's happening with the sex lives of Americans right now?
So we found that American adults are having sex less frequently than they were in the 1990s, so about 9 fewer times a year.
Okay.
And it looks like that's due to two main factors. The first is that fewer people are in steady relationships, so few people are married or living with a partner than was the case back in the 90s, and people who are living with a partner tend to have sex more often.
Well, is that really the case, and the couples are having more sex than the singles are?
That is right. Okay. And that's a pretty consistent thing that's been found throughout the history of this research.
Okay.
And we do find that has become a little less true as time has gone on. Mm-hmm. Some of that is because people are getting married a little later in life. So you have to take age into account. But even when you do that, you still find that effect. But people in relationships are having sex less often.
Mm-hmm.
While it was the most interesting is that everybody, whether it's the single people or the married people, sex frequency started to decline for everybody around 2008.
Oh, interesting. You say 9 less times a year. So what's the average number of times people or Americans are having sex?
About 54, so about once a week is average.
Okay, that is the average. Now, what happened in 2008 that suddenly turned things down?
Well, that's the question. So, you know, it's tempting to say, well, that's when the Great Recession started. But, you know, if that was the case, I'd expect the numbers to come back up because by 2012, especially by 2014, the economy was doing fairly well again. But that's not the way it looks. It just keeps sliding.
Mm-hmm.
So one possibility is that that's also around the time streaming video was introduced and so were smartphones. So there's so many more distractions at home at 10 o'clock at night than there used to be.
Yeah. Is it really a bad thing if we're having less sex?
Well, I mean, I think that's debatable. It depends on how you look at it. But there are certainly studies showing that sexual frequency is linked to happiness and to marital satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, we did find in another study that adults ages 30 and over are less happy than they used to be. And maybe it's because they're having less sex.
I see. Now, the men and women, I'm curious, with the singles, is there a difference in sexuality? Are men a lot more, a lot less sexual than the single women?
So we look at that in other studies, and yes, that does show up so men, for example, single men tend to have more sexual partners than women do, and that's pretty consistent, yeah.
I don't know, does that make them any happier, you think?
Well, see, there's a good question, right? Yeah. So I think there it's also the distinction between how many sexual partners you have and then how often you're having sex, and whether that's with, you know, a steady partner or with, you know, somebody new every time. Mm. And that's another place where you could easily see differences between men and women potentially.
You say the average is once a week. Well, when it comes to couples that have been together, though, let's say, you know, 30 years plus, you know, deep into the relationships, do we have an idea of how much the number drops at that point?
Yeah, it does drop off. So it drops with age as well as with the length of the relationship. And those two, of course, go together, so it's hard to figure out which is which. But you get both of those effects. Yes, as people have been together for longer, they have sex less frequently. And as they get older, they have sex less frequently.
Gene Twenge, the leader of this new study looking at American sexuality, less sex happening in America. She's a psychologist at San Diego State University and author of the book Generation Me, a book all about millennials. And Gene, we'll have to have you on to talk about that book specifically, Generation Me. Great to have you here on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you so much.